No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. This is my city. Let's get after it, man. This game was, woo! If you love ball, you love this game. You may not have loved the outcome, but damn it, you had to love this game. That, as the week goes on, people are going to make this point. I'm going to give you this point immediately. How many times have you watched the Bears game and you've been sitting there wondering about whether or not your head coach is going to be able to adjust to what the other team is doing? And I know that for the most part, halftime adjustments are a myth. For the most part, that is the case. Guys have 12 minutes. They go in. They use the bathroom. They might change their socks or something, get retaped. They might have an orange slice or a banana, go to the bathroom, and they come back out. Ben Johnson, throughout this game, continued to tinker. And I am so impressed by him. And I know it's weird to be impressed with a coach after a loss, but damn it, I am. And the reason that I am is Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary did an incredible job of pressuring the Bears in the pass game in the first half. They were everywhere. It's not going to show up in the box score. I'm sure when PFF or whoever does their or Next Gen Stats, when they talk about pressures, I counted 5 in the first quarter for him, for Parsons. He's incredible, and watching him force the Bears into bad stuff was incredible too. But then in the second half of this game, the Bears figured out how to take that away. They ran the ball, and it wasn't the simple they ran the ball at Micah Parsons nonsense that we were hearing throughout the week. They did run the ball, and the bootleg action that they were able to use off of it kept guys home. And Caleb is very comfortable to his right. Most of his scrambles are to his right, and it kept them home, and it took away a little bit of their aggression inside of this game, and the Bears used it to their benefit. Manungai was outstanding, tough runs. DeAndre Swift was outstanding, tough runs, especially in the red zone. Their offensive line got the message in the second half, and clearly they said, let's take this game over and then let our quarterback work off of that. And that's exactly what ended up happening. Caleb Williams was so much better in the second half, so much more confident. The numbers at the end of the game are not going to express how dangerous he was in the second half of the game. He's going to get a lot of shit for the way that the game ended, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. But I thought that he made so many great throws. The throw to Duvernay, the throw to Zacchaeus near the goal line, the Luther Burden throw to set them up to put them at the end of the game. There were a lot of great, the throw to Komet, which I'm not even sure, after rewinding that, I'm not even sure how he saw him, because it was layered. It was a layered concept. I'm like, who is he? And then Komet makes his way into the picture. I've said it before, whether it's here or on the radio show, I feel like Cole Komet is having his best season as a Bear. Statistics be damned. But the way that the Bears took the aggression out of the Packers with showing the bootleg stuff, getting Caleb out on the move, and forcing those guys to be responsible and stay home on the outside instead of allowing him to get up the field or to make plays, it was great. It was a wonderful adjustment. And I'm sad that the game ended the way that it did. And part of the reason that I'm sad that the game ended the way that it did is because it's going to push people back towards really questioning whether or not the Bears have the right guy at quarterback. And I'm not sure that based on the way the game ended that that's entirely fair. The last play of the game, which I'm sure you've probably gone back over a couple of times. I've gone over it a few times before I picked up the microphone. Yeah, it looks like when you slow it down, it looks like DJ Moore kind of leaks out and he could pick up the first down. You've got two timeouts. You could live to fight another down and maybe end up tying this game. It's fourth down. I understand Caleb. As much as we love seeing him throw from crazy angles, I don't know if that angle was there for him to make the throw to DJ. And at that point, he's probably thinking, I can't just eat this. I've got to try and give someone an opportunity to catch the ball. He throws it up there and it gets intercepted and it sucks. Like it really sucks that that's what ended up happening. But overall, I was struck with how even in a game that looked like they were ready to be knocked out, they didn't get knocked out. The Packers didn't do that. It took all 60 minutes of this game for this game to have a conclusion. It's not the conclusion that anybody in Chicago wants. I understand that, but it was a thing of beauty to not see the Bears fold. It was a thing of beauty to see that your coach can match wits with every other coach in the league. That he wasn't scared of the moment and didn't let everything impact him. And they were so close. And I know that that sounds like loser's lament. I get it. I'm sure that Spiegs and I are going to argue this week about moral victories, because my whole thing is when you show me that you're better, the expectations change. And one of the things that I was worried about is you're the number one seed. And if you lose the game, you drop all the way down to 6 or 7. I got to take a look at the tiebreakers with San Francisco, but it puts Detroit back in play, and I don't like that. I wanted a Bears win for the seeding part of it, like to start pushing teams, because now that game next week or 2 weeks, from 3 weeks from now, or 4 weeks, what year is it? Anyway, that game is going to mean a lot, and I really didn't want it to mean a lot. But we'll see. The good thing about Ben is that I have confidence that he'll be ready for it and he'll be better the second time. And he'll probably be better the second time against the Packers. And we'll see in a couple of weeks after they have to deal with Myles Garrett and him just trying to run people over because he's the best to do it. And then we saw the second best to do it this weekend with Mike or Michael, depending on who is saying his name. I thought that the Bears defense, I did think that Green Bay, LaFleur did a really good job of picking out some weaknesses on the Bears defense and taking advantage of it. CJ Gardner-Johnson has been really incredible, and he had an interception inside this game. He also got beat in man coverage a couple of times, and two of those plays were huge plays, one of them being a touchdown to Christian Watson.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Jalen Johnson just doesn't look like himself. And they were zoning up a lot of stuff. And then on the drive where Watson hits the big touchdown, they manned up five plays in a row. And shout out to Jordan Love because he clearly saw it. And he signaled out to Watson. They ran that slant, and that slant ends up going for a touchdown. Not having Kyler Gordon hurts, too. I'm a huge Kyler Gordon guy. You know that. You're probably a huge Kyler Gordon fan as well. Him not being out there matters. It matters. It matters because you're still kind of ramping up Jalen at this point, where maybe you don't want him to play as many snaps as he would play if he were fresh and completely healthy. So you end up with a little bit more McLeod out there, who I didn't think was terrible. I did think that when it came to that play on the goal line, though, you have him matching up, and Josh Jacobs would not be denied on that play and ran through him. But I'm not expecting him to make that play. They did a good job. The Bears didn't put enough pressure on Jordan Love, and because of it, when they got man looks, they took advantage of those man looks. And so the thing that the depletion of the Bears defensive backfield with Kyler being hurt and Jalen being hurt and Tyreek being hurt and the mixing and matching that you've had to have, Byard's had an incredible year. I think that he could end up being an all pro. Nashawn Wright is probably going to a Pro Bowl this year. But at some point, when you have elite quarterback play, and that's what you got today from Jordan Love, when you have elite quarterback play, that stuff can get to you if you're not consistently putting pressure on the quarterback. Shout out to Montez Sweat. I thought he played a really great game. I'm actually looking forward to doing a watch of him and focusing on him for a little bit. But him getting to Jordan Love was a big deal. But if that's the only person that gets to him, it doesn't do you a lot of good. The offsides on Austin Booker, the neutral zone infraction on Austin Booker, I felt like was a sneaky big play. Even cutting it just half the distance to the goal, I think changes the way that Green Bay can call plays. There was a lot, man, but there. My overarching theme for this is I'm mad that the Bears lost because of playoff implications. I'm happy that Caleb was able and Ben were able to rally in the second half. And the run game is still, it's got some juice to it, you know? They walk out of here with a lot of juice, and that's great. Some of their deficiencies did show up in this game, and the Packers took advantage of it. And teams with great quarterbacks or great quarterback play, if you don't want to give Jordan Love the moniker of being a great quarterback, it matters. He was 17 of 25, 234, had the pick to Gardner Johnson, sacked by Montez, three touchdowns, passer rating of 102.7. Caleb, 19 of 35, 186, two touchdowns, one interception, 76.6 rating. I know that this is going to be a long-ass week. I know that we are going to hear all sorts of thoughts about the Bears quarterback. Some of them are legit. Some of them are not going to be legit. It's like whatever you wanted to see from Caleb today, you saw it. If you wanted to see the brilliant, like, virtuoso guy that can push teams to come back, you saw that. That can make incredible plays, sometimes plays that only a couple guys in this league can make. You saw that. If you want to see he ain't it, or they had to scheme to get stuff, you could make the argument. I continue to be more and more impressed with him every week. And you know that I didn't start in the place of feeling like Caleb was the dude. And I'm not here to say that he is. All I'm saying is that he's got something that is really hard to teach. And that's the ability to let everything go and fight at the end. And I love that. He makes big plays. He makes spectacular plays. And some of that stuff is hard to teach. I'd love it if he could get off to a better start. And usually the problem is in the middle. The first 15 scripted plays are good. You give Caleb a 4-minute offense, he's good. It's the stuff in the middle that he's got to learn and navigate. And I think that he should be given time to do it. I mean, there's really no other choice, but I think that he should be given time to grow into it because I think there's some cool stuff that's going on with him. But I do think that we're going to, from a national standpoint, you're going to hear some shit this week. I just promise you that. But I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks to Remy Martin. This is my city. I was thinking about having a Remy to... I'm so hyped up now. Like, look, we family, right? As Bernie Mac would say, we family. I love good football. I love when it's exciting like this, where there's money on the table. There's something to play for. And then it lives up to it. I felt the same thing on Thursday night with Detroit and Dallas. Detroit had to have that game, and they played like it. It's the type of stuff that scares me about the Bears in the end of their schedule with Green Bay again, San Francisco, and Detroit. Those teams are desperate, and they're playing desperate. And I like when teams do that. I like when teams match up, and the Bears and the Packers match up. And the truth is, if you are looking for the silver lining, if you need the moral victory, truth is, you're one play away. You're one play away from those dudes. And guess what? Last year, when this team was trash, in both games against the Packers, one play swung it. One in favor of the Bears and one in favor of the Packers. You don't have to be scared of all the Packers stuff. You should be scared that they're good. Like, this version of the Packers is good. But don't be scared of the history of the Packers and the history of the Bears. You've got a quarterback. You've got a bunch of players on that offensive line, bunch of players on that defense, and a head coach that are going to fight. And that might be the best thing that comes out of this season, that no matter what, the fight has been in there. And I just love it when it's good ball, edge of your seat. We watched every second of that game, and it was great. And that's the type of thing that needs to be celebrated, no matter who won it. It would have been nice if the Bears would have won it, but you were sitting there entertained and yelling and throwing stuff at your TV because the football itself was so good. That's that shit. Like, put it in directly into my veins. I'll sign up for 4 more games of that and then the playoffs. Did y'all see the Shadur balled out today? Something to think about. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.